the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Fred Hampton, Fred Hampton Jr., Chairman Friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Hands up, eyes open to fifth clip. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the Panther Cubs. Not trying to party Cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I'll never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage, 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 rage the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I draw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's clucking. You're stucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin', a teethin'. Believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make you real just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
I take a puff and I blow off like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that to dawn. Yes, I'm still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised.
Action. We think that Rim 2 is national action, Weatherman is national reaction, you know.
We think it is anarchistic, opportunistic, individualistic, it's chauvinistic, it's customaristic, and that's the bad part about it. It's customaristic in that it's leaders take people into situations where the people can be massacred, and they call it revolution. And it's nothing but child's play, it's folly, and it's criminal because people can be hurt. We say that they're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. When they take people down and just do nothing, play around, and the pigs are prepared for this, and they'll wipe all of those young people out. We think these people may be sincere, but they're misguided, they're muddle heads, and they're scatterbrains. The only way we can show them is to criticize them like we're doing right now, and then leave from here and go to the federal bill and have a demonstration that's to educate, a demonstration that is disciplined and organized, you know. And that's what we're going to have to do, and let them see the example.
Tell me why you feel the approach of the SDS weatherman is wrong.
I feel it is wrong, just as I said before.
No, don't tell me just you said before. That's why I asked you again. Just answer straight, because okay. In case we use this part.
I feel that is
wrong. Let me ask you again. Why do you feel that the approach of the SDS weatherman is the wrong approach?
I feel that is wrong because it's pig action. They're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. They're leading people into a situation where it's an astronomical situation, too great for the people to deal with. It's a situation where you've got a bunch of mechanical pigs with 357 magnums and shotguns and mechanical mace and all that type of thing. And then they're talking about they're going to carry on a revolutionary struggle. That's not revolution. It's insanity. It's a madness. It's nostalgia. And it's a massacre. That's what it's a potential massacre. That's what it is. And we don't support that because we say all power to the people. All the power is manifested in the people. We don't have any people whose lives we believe that should be thrown away.
Has the Weatherman SDS tried to get you to go on their side? Have you met with them, and what happened?
We met with the Weatherman faction of SDS several times. We've had ideological struggles, and we have ideological differences. So what we did was we had the other faction of SDS that agreed with the Black Panther Party called for an alternate action, a well-disciplined action not to provoke pigs, an action not to talk about setting up confrontations with the pigs because the people are not ready for confrontations. These confrontations that they have are premature. They're politically premature, and they're wrong because they commit people in a situation which they're not anywhere prepared for.
Well, why do you think the Weatherman SDS tried to link the Black Panther Party to its movement?
I don't know if it was actually the Weatherman of SDS. I'd have to say that it was the establishment press that is nothing but a tool of Warden Nixon's machine. We call him Warden Nixon because the whole world is a penitentiary, and he's just a warden of the whole world. And you see, these people are just an arm that he uses for fascist oppression, you know. And I think today, these fascist news media might have did that.
Now, briefly, how would you sum up what the Weatherman SDS is trying to do and what you think of what they're trying to do?
I said that basically they believe that white people need to learn how to struggle, that they believe that these white workers need to learn how to struggle through confrontations. I'd have to say that basically I believe that this is incorrect. I believe that white workers have been struggling. They're some of the most violent people in the world. I believe that what they need a redirection in their ideology and in their politics. They need to know who to struggle against. The workers need to start to begin to learn that their job is to struggle against the bosses. And until they do this, then struggle is incorrect. It's like no struggle at all. We say that if you don't struggle correctly, you shouldn't struggle. But you should struggle. We said dare to struggle and you dare to win. Dare not to struggle and you don't deserve to win. But we have to struggle properly.
What about the special approach of Weatherman, which seems to be violence?
Well, you see, I don't think it's really violence, you know what I mean? I think it's just a lot of folly. It's a lot of child's play. I think that to have violence, you've got to be able to cope with violence, you know what I mean? And that's what the Black Panther Party, a lot of people say we're violent. We're a self-defense organization that believes that the people should be educated to what's going on. We do defend our offices and we do defend our homes. This is a constitutional right. Everybody has it. Nothing funny about that. The only reason they get mad at the Black Panther Party when they do it is for the simple reason that we're political. And they don't want to admit this. There are a lot of young organizations around, but we are a political organization. We're an organization that understands that politics is nothing but war without bloodshed and war is nothing but politics with bloodshed. That it's just like you stretch something and it goes, you can stretch things, they're going to be in another thing. If you stretch politics so long, it'll be war. And that's where we're at.
Well, then why do you feel it's so important for the Black Panther Party to disavow any real link with the Weatherman SDS?
I think it's important because there are a lot of people that watch the Black Panther Party for example. They observe us and participate with us. And if we can be connected up with this, then it would be very unadvantageous to the people, and it would be very unadvantageous to the struggle, in that people that claim to be revolutionary would be going down roads that they think might be revolution, but in fact they're not roads of revolution. They'll be going east when their intentions are going west. And also it's important because Chairman Bobby Seale is in town, And he's being tried by this fascist judge, Adolf Hitler Hoffman, you know. And he's being tried without a lawyer. And we've got to bring all of the attention and focus on this trial that we possibly can so that people can understand that these people are more capable of building gas chambers than Hitler ever was capable of building gas chambers. And we're going to have to get together. We're going to have some anti-gas chamber marches and some anti-fascism marches and some anti-Hitler-Hoffman marches and some anti-Mussolini Attorney General Mitchell marches and some anti-Daley and some anti-Hammerhead-Hammerhead marches. These are the things we're going to have to do. The people need to be educated. If they're educated, we can resist and we can stop this fascism.
Okay. All right. Thanks for giving
us. Live on the radio. Live on air.
I'm on live on the radio.
You have their number?
No. 773-59-16-9. Oh no. Let's somebody in the live sit and give me give us a number. Black Panther. Right on. Someone call and give me the number. WVON. And in the chest we gonna call on in. They talking about the Hampton House. Historical landmark status. Can someone put the number in the side of the chat for me when I pass one? Can someone give me the number to be on? Okay. I'm on the radio. I got to call you back. I'm on the radio. I'm on live on air. Free them all. How do I turn the air mode? Let me do airplane mode for this. If they can, settings. Airplane mode. How you do? Okay. There you go. Okay. We have Jones in.
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud, yeah.
312-374-8130.
You there, Comrade?
312-374-8130.
So, Comrade, can you call it in? Or
I need to do it on the phone? Yeah, I'm going to dial it in through the station.
You got to call in?
Yeah, I was going to call them through the through the station if you wanted me to.
Yeah, let's try that. Yep. Or you know what? I'll try this phone. So Comrade, I got it.
Okay.
Okay, what is the
312-374-8130.
Can y'all hear us up as one fifth? We're coming live and direct. I'm not on stream, I'm gonna still go through laptop. Got like a little semi cold trying to creep up on me, I think.
Hi, Patsy. This is Kelly.
Hello, Kelly. This is Chairman Fred Hampton Jr.
Hi. I'm sorry, where?
Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. I think y'all talking about the historical Hampton House historical landmark status.
Historical landmark status. One second, please.
All right. Okay, let's see how we can do this. We can get phones everywhere. Here's up as on the fifth, because y'all know this is how we do this. Welcome to another episode of Free MR Radio. Let's get locked and loaded, y'all. All these numbers, I came in all these numbers, 929-477-3785. We just got word they were talking about the Hampton House historical landmark status on VON, so I don't even know what show I'm calling in to. Let's try it. What are you talking about? So I'll give you more details in 1 minute. Y'all bet with us, as we say, cub with us, y'all. We're not on StreamYard Live. I'm still going through issues, technical issues with that cord. We're going to deal with that. But we are on Instagram, Fisher Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. We are on Facebook Live.
Hi, sir,
what's
your calling number, please?
Is this WVON?
Is it where?
Is this the WVON radio station?
No, this is not the radio station.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Okay.
Sorry, this is actually, yeah.
Okay.
The hospital.
Oh, wow. Okay, excuse me. All right.
No worries. Hopefully you're fine.
Right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Try 773-247-6200.
Hello, good evening. This is Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. calling about the discussion about the Hampton House historical landmark status. Hello? Yeah, okay. Come right down. You got it on?
Come on, Brother Chairman.
Yeah, you have you on here? You got it on?
No, I'm trying to find a number to call in. I know the show that's old now is the Talk Chicago.
And are you talking about the Hampton House?
It was on commercial. I had it muted. Yeah, it's the.
Give me a number you got. Give me a number. Give me a number. Give me another number. The phone number for the what?
No, I don't have one for him. I'm trying to locate one on their site.
All right. All right. Here's up, guys. Welcome to Fix Things. Y'all know this is how we do this. Welcome to another episode of Freedom All Radio. Let's get locked and loaded, y'all, to make history. Continue to make history, take history, and tape history. Weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rays. Y'all, with those call-ins, 979-477-3785, and press 1. Take a pause for the calls. If you can't, hit those front doors and those back windows and let them know that, once again, Freedom All Radio is locked and loaded, y'all. Scared of making history, taking history, and taping history. That's what it is. Okay, then we're going to try this one more time. Okay, all right. 1 second. Okay, all right. Whose show is this? Who's the host? I'm calling in on.
I have no idea.
Hello, how you doing? This is Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. calling in regards to the discussion about the Hampton House historical landmark status.
Hello, brother.
Thank you.
And isn't that worth partying with the
brother Ziff?
Guitar from your
Ziff, let me know who's show I'm calling on.
I'm here in your center at goodwill.org.
I'm talking to Ziff. He's on Facebook Live. So you just joining in, y'all. We are triple breasted. Intellectual radio.
Hey, brother.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Chairman Fred Hampton Jr.
Fred Hampton Jr.?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, brother?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm good. I'm putting you on hold, all right?
So you're right on. Good thing.
If you even suspect abuse, called child health.
Yes. Okay. We got comments coming in. National News reported it today. Who? Zip. Do you know who showed this? Who? Give this to me. No,
all calls are anonymous. So remember.
Well, I'm on the air. I'm on the radio station on the air.
Oh, man.
I'm doing interviews right now.
And the Ad Council. The following message is brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The inherent right to work is one of the elemental privileges of a free people. Endowed as our nation is, the abundant
I guess we got to do this airplane mode or whatever it is on Instagram where it blocks all calls.
Resources and opportunities available.
I got to work on that. And I got to struggle myself to get back on my route to Wednesday. Shut down on no communication, no nothing. I'm working on a docudrama, too, of a day in the life, a day in the life of the Cubs.
More powerful than you think.
There are people like, you didn't get back to me. You didn't do it. Oh, man.
Donate
to Goodwill, where you're the help fund job. We're talking about
Happening
House. Create jobs. Brazil just tapped in and said it's on national news today. We're getting words from Spain, Africa, internationally. We're talking about this. Yes, sir.
How much time do you have, sir?
We can work it out. I mean, we do our radio show program now, so we open. We can tie this thing with you. You know what I'm saying? How much time you need?
That works. How long you can go? We gonna ride it, okay?
That's what it is. Okay. Right on.
The talk of Chicago is 1690.
And see, that's how a lot of moves happen. That's not
Chicago.
A lot of people don't even know. We have the season time.
D-O-N.
So I need a bass for this phone. Let me know if y'all can hear us. Y'all can hear us on Facebook and all y'all can hear us going in. Chamber for Amazon, Robin Allen, AK Lady Rage. Y'all come on in with us. We live direct. Yes, making history, taking history, taking history. Now, this wasn't planned for us to call in. Ms. Hicks again. No, I'm not. I'm not. I got to give another. That's a whole other story.
It's all right.
I don't am on YouTube. My fault. Intellectual Radio. My fault. I'm on YouTube. Intellectual Radio YouTube. I'm on Intellectual Radio YouTube. Yes, we are. Give me some water. Making history, taking history, and taping history. I'll be sporadically just thanking those names that the people come to mind. Benjamin Henning, another decent, Comrade Cool, those, I see y'all popping up into them. I'm hesitant to start naming names because I'm known to be somebody, but yeah, this is a people's victory. For those who just tuning in, we're talking about the campaign, not only to save, but maintain the Hampton House, historical landmark status. This one just tapped in and said it's national news, but all due respect, they say they're talking about this all in Africa.
About something that is very historically like sound to me in Chicagolanda. Born and raised in Chicago, anything dealing with Chicago and Chicagoland, which are our surrounding suburbs, I'm really like hyped up and excited about it. And if you were just listening to me in the 6 o'clock, probably about 6:45, I brought up the story that is taking the news. It's been on the news all day today. The childhood home of former Black Panther Fred Hampton is now a historical landmark, the Maywood home of the Black Panther, who we saved assassinated. Shot and killed. He was here for a year, 1969. Yeah.
He was assassinated.
Well, on the line, I am so honored to have his son, Fred Hampton Jr., American political activist, here in Chicago, president and chairman of the Prisoners of Conscience Committee and the Black Panther Party Club. How you doing this evening, Fred?
I'm well. How about you? Good to be on here with you. I got a last-minute call. Ms. Hicks has said, I got a call from some of the listeners that say, y'all were talking about this subject, and ironically, we have our weekly program, Freedom All Radio, that we happen to do, you know, say every Wednesday about this time. We ain't trying to give you no competition, nothing like that. So let's say that's tag team. Let's do this together. So this is a phenomenal time, and you know, people are, you know, have tweeting and talking about this. I mean, on an international level.
You know what, Fred? I was mentioning that how. I think it's long overdue. I do, but I know, you know, things have to happen in their order, and the timing is always right, and you sound very ecstatic about it. I really want to know how just the feeling when it finally came to pass to hear that your father's home now has a landmark.
It's still soaking in. You know, one of the slogans or the mantras that we have with the Hampton House is that it's bigger than the building, more significant than the structure. Bigger than the building, more significant than the structure. I recall, you know, a few years back when we had first, you know, started mobilizing for the campaign to save his childhood home, and a brother around 72 years old was saying something to me like, Chairman, please don't give it to nothing. He said, do you understand that these are some of the same dishes that Chairman Fred himself as a child ate out of? You know, in this last week, we were doing some cleanup at the Hampton House.
Okay.
And we would clean up, and one brother, he was moving too fast. He actually was taking the bed, the twin-size bed frame, the bed frame that Chairman Fred as a child. And the whole house, it said, wait a minute, don't touch that bed, leave that bed there. And the continuous conversations, you know what I'm saying, this is fine. For this to happen last night, April 19th, 2022, you know, the protracted struggle, you know, everything connected to the movie, Judas and the Black Messiah, to the day-to-day work that we do, the campaigns, myself, Mother Comrade Akua and Jerry, members of the Black Panther Party, and we went to the historic commission, you know, basically cross our T's, dot our I's. It's been, you know, highs and lows. This is also connected to the climate, you know, the type of discussion that the people are having. And many people were fearful for quite some time, just even mentioned Chairman Fred's name.
They were.
Yes. One brother around 52 years old has said when he went to go see the movie Judas and the Black Messiah, he was telling, he went with his wife, his mother, his parents, and his children. And he was telling them, like, step by step, what's going to occur in the movie. And at some stage in the movie, his father said, son, how do you know? How do you know what was about to happen? And he said, I talked to his son, Chairman Fred Happy Jr.
Uh-huh.
And he asked his father, why didn't I know? Why didn't we talk? Why didn't you tell me about this? And his father teared up with tears in his eyes and said, son, we just wanted peace. You know,
that time you just wanted peace, and then, you know, not even mentioning his father's, you know, your father's name, Chairman Fred.
Yes.
And to hear you say that man teared up.
Yes.
His son just wanted to know a piece of history.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. How did that hit your heart?
It hit hard, H-A-R-D, and it hit hard, H-E-A-R-T, you know. Being oppressed is embarrassing, you know, and it's humbling. And you know, a lot of times we try to, you know, use euphemisms. Like, a lot of times people say, well, Fred Hampton died. A lot of people are scared to say he was assassinated, you know, and a lot of times we try to ward it down. But it's a cleansing process just to have the conversation. You know, the elementary school that he attended is right across the street from the Hampton House. And children went there. They didn't know who he was. And once we politicized them, parents were telling us, our children have to have bigger shirt sizes now because they walk with their chest out with pride. They you can hear them debating, like, maybe he sat in this table, maybe he sat at this desk. It's a different type of, just even the conversation, because Chairman Fred and the Black Panther Party were not just regulated to role models, but these were real models. You know, some people who our people can relate to, and we've seen a climate and places that of the 60s were impacted. Music. I'm talking like we just playing James Brown, Black and I'm Proud. James Brown had a totally different song playing before that. It was H-Rap Brown. No, not Emmanuel Jimmy Lalameen, who's a political prisoner right now. He literally drove down on him and said, "Man, you gotta go back in the studio, man." James Brown came back out. It was a climate. I'm talking about Black and I'm Proud. It was a climate where you see the Devil Disciples change their name to the Black Disciples, the Black Stone Rangers, to the Black Peace Stone Nation. You know, even by the government's own account, there was a record low today called Black on Black Crime. And it was inspirational. And just, I've seen people who are demoralized. I mean, we don't like to call them dope things, nothing like that. Just
demoralized.
Demoralized.
Yes.
Just the mention of Chairman Fred and the Black Panther Party, come to life, you know. And last night, once we shook their fear factor, once, you know, I had presented, you know, the various trustees, Mayor Brooklyn, the council there in the Village Hall, and once we address this, people stood up, and all type of stories, war stories, and, you know, people are talking about their memories of how Chairman Fred impacted their lives. You know, all ages. All, you know, we in the present day Rainbow Coalition, what we have today, the Black Panther Party Cubs have today. We had representatives there from, you know, saying, from the various organizations. Not people said, well, back in the 60s, we made that concrete connection to what's going on, and tied it to issues going on. It's happening. This is the largest chapter of the Black Panther Party.
Here in Chicago, yeah.
Chicago, the state of Illinois, but Chicago was the branch, but this is the base. You know what I'm saying? This was in the Rainbow Coalition. This, you know, he authored it, you know what I'm saying? And again, I recall me being suspended from school for mentioning his name. I recall being placed in isolation in prison for having a newspaper article with Chairman Frey's picture on it. You know, in places like Menard Prison, they still have my photograph, his photograph in the gun towers, and they, you know, see, they're placed in isolation just to even, you know, mention this. So just to, it's a cleansing process just to acknowledge these forces, these representatives.
You know, Chairman Fred Hatter Jr., thank you so much for joining me here on the evening show here on BOM. And I generally do topics, Chairman Fred, about the black family, black love, and the black man. Those are my topics on my show. And I'm very honored that you have me, Samantha, a young lady here from Chicago, on your show as well. This means a lot to me. You have no idea. We got a couple of callers. I want to take those callers if you don't mind doing that. But I really am big on legacy.
We are in sync. We are in sync. We say a legacy is more important than your life.
Come on here.
A legacy is more important than your life.
Man, you have no idea how that sinks in. And I came up with this as a black woman, 41 years old, but I'm really just adamant about uplifting our brothers and taking the foot off the neck. And it's shocking to a lot of people, they say, coming from me. But I just believe in it because, like you said, legacy is bad again for the people that didn't hear you.
A legacy is more important than your life. You have a certain amount of time. We have a certain amount of time that you have this physical shell, whatever term you want to use. But a legacy serves as a template, a prototype for future generations. Again, legacy is more important than your life. And I've been checking you out online. So I know, as I say, we kind of compete all the time, but this but. I respect so much about the stuff you be putting out, so much, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be laying it down, but we saying the spirit is still sharpening steel, and men and women sharpening the men and women. We tag team tonight. And also, my co-host on the show on ours is Robin Allen, also the Lady of Rage, you know, the Afro Puffs. She's online with us right now also. That's our co-host on the show now.
Yep.
Is she with you?
Yep, yep.
Can I hear her?
You hear it?
What's going on, Lady of Rage? Robin?
Hey, whatever you feel.
Robin, I am so honored to hear your voice, and as I'm talking to Chairman Fred and to have you here with me on air as well, how do you feel with this historical decision here in Maywood, Illinois, outside Chicago?
It is a phenomenal thing. Like Chairman said earlier, it's a victory for the people. You know, the people who put in their time, the people who signed petitions and wrote letters and donated money and donated time and just kept going. And, you know, there were setbacks here, and it kind of got discouraging. It could have looked discouraging, but we kept pressing and we kept pushing, and the Cubs and Chairman and Mama Akua and just everybody involved to make this come to life, to come, you know, it's a reality now. It's something that is just a beautiful thing. And like I said, it's a victory for, Chairman said earlier, it's a victory for the people. And with that, you know, it's going to be more tax now. Now somebody's going to be mad about it, like, it's a historical landmark and da-da-da. You know, people are going to have something to say, and people are going to try to, you know, attack the legacy once again. But that legacy, you know, we're going to keep it going.
Let them be mad. You hear what I said? Let them be mad. You know what? Because you can't attack, they can try to attack it, but when you have people like you two and everybody else that's standing forward, you can't break down to something that's so powerful.
That's right.
History will live on. I am just so honored to talk to you too. Chairman Fred and Lady Robin, do y'all mind taking a couple of calls? We got a couple of listeners that want to talk
out. Yes, indeed. Let's do it. Let's make history. Let's take history. Right on.
Okay. All right, I got Sister Karen. Hey, Karen, how you doing? You on video answer. Karen? Okay, we got Karen. Let's bring Karen in. Hey, Karen, you on video answer. How you doing?
Hey, Karen, you have some free them all.
Free them all, right on for the call. Free them all. Yes, indeed. Free them all.
This is an honor. I knew when you mentioned her name, this is a queen. She a Black Panther, Fred. I know Samantha.
Right on.
She is a true historian. But let me just tell you a story. Mr. Scott, and I wish he was listening. When I first got back in town, I met Mr. Scott. Mr. Scott told me he was a teacher that took the students over to Fred Hampton's house when he had got assassinated, when everything was there. He had never met He had never met her in his life. So Harold David connected me with Fred Hampton. We were getting free. I had an event last May where I awarded Miss Hampton in other words. Mr. Scott and Miss Hampton met for the first time over 50 years. They had never met. And it was, in that award place, there was an eyes dry because Mr. Scott from Phillips School took the children to the crime scene right after Fred had gotten assassinated. But he had never met her. And last May, he met her for the first time, and it was on our time. There's nothing we can do about it. We know who we are. The Black Panthers and all our other soldiers was created because the hamburgers and all the mother cats were beating us up. See, we don't know the truth about our history. We look at our guys as though they were negative. No, baby, we had orders. We had codes of conduct, okay? There were certain things you couldn't do. We governed our community, and they didn't want that. So they had to get rid of the powers that be. So I suggest to everybody, know your history and quit putting down our own people and calling them gangs. We were soldiers, baby. The difference between now and then, back then when we had our own community, we strived. Look at what's happening today. Free them all, Fred Hampton.
Free them all. Free them all. Right on.
Listen, Karen, she's with a few good women, and Chairman Fred and Lady Robin, she actually put out this call for you to call in. I mean, so I want to thank her for that.
No, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Ziff on the line. Ziff, how you doing, Ziff? You on BON?
I am so proud of tonight and for you taking time to call Chairman Fred on the air. This day is so special for Chicago, for the state, for this country, and it's free to keep telling me internationally. First chairman and our host calling on Tony Crankwinkle. I am calling on the mayor of Chicago. I am calling on the governor and all elected officials to build an additional city college. So rename them. Build a $50 million Fred Hampton College, like there's Malcolm X, there's Daley. I'm calling on them to do that. And I'm calling on the people of Chicago to get behind that. That man history. Now, let me tell you three quick historic
Okay, we got
facts
got
about. Real quick.
Okay.
The ice cream man, Oberweiser, said he used to ask his dad, can he take Chairman Fred ice cream over there? Because in the morning, there were gatherings in the morning. I was a little boy at 11 years old, 1967. Fred Hampton would come to the Wall of Respect on Fridays. I was a little boy. Right? So Wall of Respect would be done. So proud of you, my brother. So proud of you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. I'm humbled. We are humbled and honored to serve. We thank the people. You know what I'm saying? Long live legacy, Chairman Fred. B goes on. Thank you. Again, without the people, the revolution is impossible, man. Thank you, brother.
Chairman Fred, our brother Zip, we can hear his heart was really full just then. And
Yes.
I just want to again salute all my brothers, especially, you know, I'm a woman first, so I'm always going to love on my sisters.
Yes.
I want to salute my brothers and the continuous efforts that y'all give us every day. I'm not going to say it's not a fight, but I'm just effort that y'all put forth every day to be strong and our leaders in our community. Because y'all are leaders.
That's respect to you.
You said something earlier, Chairman Fred. Did you say always? I want to go back to what you said, and it was bigger than the building, more significant than.
Yes. 804 South 17th Avenue. 804 South 17th Avenue, the house in which Chairman Fred grew up in. We say it's bigger than the building, more significant than the structure. Since we've been there, the house, the abandoned building next to that house has been abandoned about 44 years. My cousin died in the fire in that house. When we first got there was, I think, like six or nine overdoses in that area right there. We cleaned all that up. We had the Save the Hampton House community garden, you know what I'm saying, that was put there right there in the middle of a food desert, you know what I'm saying. We had the the community refrigerator, you know, of course, like Benjamin Henry, Randall McFarlane, Anthony Clark, the list goes on and on, so many people, that the people can come through whatever time of day and get fresh produce. The park down the street, you know what I'm saying, we're setting up this summer for different competitive games with different organization, softball games with the community, UNIA, New Era, Black Panther Party Clubs, other community organizations. So we're not just impacting the building. I mean, the whole is infectious. The school across the street, you should see those children when they come out, with their chest out, you know, it's a pride they have, you know. So it's going on. It's international. We connected with the Moms for Housing campaign over in California. We just left on the 80th birthday celebration for Minister UEP Newton. And I want to stress internationalism. I'm getting texts and calls right as we speak from Brazil, you know what I'm saying, Italy. You know, the Panther Party, I mean, the impact impacted the world, you know. So again, as they say, I mean, in Chicago, I mean, the pride we have with the mention these forces, you know what I'm saying? This San Francisco organized, this.
Going off right now.
Yes, indeed. I spoke it up. Yes, indeed. But, you know, but I just appreciate you all, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, you and I have to do this. We got two more calls if y'all don't mind.
Yes, yes. I just came back from Africa, my first time ever in life. And when I got there, they got the ancestry wall, paintings of Chairman Fred. And when I was over in Africa, I was moving around, and son of Steve Coakley has contacted me, say, Chairman, you making moves all the way. He moving around places that people been there their whole life they haven't made to. And I told Steve Coakley Jr., I said, that I'm coming from a 400 or 500 year deficit. So far as the questions, the conversation, this is like people have been held up not to talk about this. But we say, let's seize the time. It's a cleansing process. I mean, I said in the village hall last night, I said, stand up and say it. Long live Chairman Fred. It's good for you. It's a cleansing process, you know, because we've been force-fed. Fertilizer. We've been given state sanctioned spokespersons. A lot of people have been suffice for GMOs, government made organizations, people who they know don't represent us. We've had to suffice with choosing the lesser two evils. You know what I'm saying? The '60s, the Black Power movement of the '60s, there was an option other than Democratic Party, Republican Party. You had the Black Panther Party. As I said at the funeral service, and I spoke at Stanley Tookie Williams, the co-founder of the Clippers, and say Tookie Williams grew up in the climate like many of us grew up in. You know what I'm saying? Well, the only option given to us is to become a Boy Scout or a banker. So, you know what I'm saying? They tell us this, you're going to be this, or you're going to be that. If that's someone's cup of tea, so be it. But, you know what I'm saying? No, we tell as chairman, before he was Chairman Fred, he, at the age of 13, he took the junior NAACP from 7 to 300 members in 7.5 month time period. When DC Bureau of the FBI called for a wiretap on my grandparents' telephone, they thought it was a typo. They said, He can't be that young. Proviso East High School, I can't recall the sister's name, the former, she was married to Bob Johnson, BET. When she was going to win the prom queen in high school, they wouldn't let no black woman get it. They said this white woman had to have Chairman Fred, Fred had to play with the chairman. He shook it up. They forced a concession out and said, okay, we have two homecoming queens this year. It's impacted. It wasn't no swimming pool after we fight. That's what we had to fight to get the swimming pool open too out there in Maywood. The chairman, Fred, happened in the Aquatic Center. He, Melrose Park, they had pools. Black children would see these children over there going swimming. This lady told me, she said, I was in school with your father. We said he was 12, 13 years old. We went up there. She said, he got these sticks and branches and cardboard. I said, what? She said, you heard me. He got some branches, some twigs, put some cardboard. 12, 13 years old, went from the police station, protested. The police threw some tear gas out there at him. She said, he picked the tear gas canister up and threw it back in the police station. And her nephew was saying, Mom, Auntie, you never told me about this here. People have been scared to talk about this. There's so much. The brown corduroy blazer that he wore all the time.
Yes.
When I brought that upstairs, and you should see that footage. When I brought that and put that in his widow's hands, Mother Comrade Jerry, put that on her hands for the whole that coat. Hey, listen, We had to wrestle to get it back out of our hands. We still got it. You know what I'm saying? But you, man, I mean, I'm saying this as quickly as I can. I don't like. I tell you, you never hear me say the police killed my daddy. You will hear me say that the government assassinated Chairman Fred. People say, why you always say Chairman Fred? That does not. Not people understand what a revolutionary is. They think it's some sort of stoic machine. Even on the set, the movie Judas and the Black Messiah, we were on the set and we were back and forth. Even the scene, the first kiss scene. I mean, so we say, okay, hold on. He approaches. He approaches. Deb Johnson, she comes. Just Chairman Fred, she approaches. We did all that. Unbeknownst to us, we found out later on that Hollywood had a law called a production code. That meant that they would never to show black people in a loving relationship.
Okay,
yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Wow. And knowing Robin Lee,
Robin
Red Allen on the line as well, professional lady of race. Even here.
Oh, well, baby, these are the younger people. Right, right, right.
Robin, how does that even make you feel, you know, being in the industry? How does it, hearing something like that?
This was unbeknownst to me, but you know they when it comes to black people, the love, and we are looked at as we don't love, we don't have feelings, we don't have, you know, we're not treated human like. So why would we have these emotions? Why would we be looked at in that light? We don't want to portray those images. We want them killing each other. We want them shooting each other. We want them being drug addicts. We want this image to go on and on and on. Of course, black families have love. Of course, there's a father and a mother in a lot of homes, but they don't want that portrayed. They don't want that there. But when I first heard that, it was a shock to me, and it probably was a shock to a lot of other people as well.
Well, that's the reason why, and thank you for sharing that, Roger. That's why Chairman Fred, and hearing the respect that you have for your dad, to still call him Chairman Fred and not my dad. You know, I like to hear this, but you're giving us some history. We need to hear this kind of stuff because we don't talk about it. And to hear from your ears to our, from your mouth to our ears, this is just a blessing in itself, and I'm glad that you were able to be on the
bench. We weren't taking nothing less, you know. that legacy is more important than our life. And, you know, there were a number of attempts before this, they were saying to even do movies on Chairman Fred, you know what I'm saying? And we made sure we had to cross some T's and dot them I's, and we were fortunate to, you know what I'm saying, to even to win what we refer to as a dream team, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everyone from, you know, Ryan Coogler, Shaka King, Charles King, and the cast, which we're still in contact. And the impact of Chairman Fred, a lot of people's raising a lot of slander and criticism, like, you know, even question about Daniel Kaluuya, you know what I'm saying, playing the role of Chairman Fred. And I remember interviews back then. I said, you know, let the record reflect the Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying, was an international organization. And I don't know if y'all even seen the discussions, for lack of a better term, that we had, because with Daniel Kaluuya, Dominique Fishback, and others, we had got word that the movie was set to start rolling. We had to meet with these people, you know.
Yeah.
And so, a lot of people think, well, that's not how it works, Hollywood. You say, well, I'm from Inglewood, not Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? And so we said we had to sit down, you know what I'm saying? So then fast forward, well, we, you know, before Macro, Charles King, others, Ryan Coogler, who I refer to as my nephew to this day, Ryan Coogler, we had set at the Hampton House. And after 8 hours of discussion, I said, you know what, I think it's time for us to go to my office, you know, and it's about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I said, I need y'all to Google the worst neighborhood in Chicago right now, wherever it is. I said, Google what, right? And they said, and word was the studio would not allow this to happen. I said, well, this has to happen. We have to go meet my, and at that, on Madison Field, 11 people were just shot and murdered. We went and met it right there, 3 o'clock in the morning on that corner. Daniel Kaluuya, Dominique Fishback, Charles King, we was right there. And, you know what I'm saying? And even on the set, we had to be there because there's a politics in the Panther Party. You know, the scene when he walked up the stairs. I was sitting down, so hold on, I got to hear that walk a couple more times. And I tell people, I say, not to sound sacrilegious, revolution is my religion. I say, now, I'm going to be quiet. We can talk about auto mechanics or different other subjects. When we come to this Panther Party business, birth and by battle, I'm a Panther Cub, you know. And that we were able to slip some Panther Cub political pills in the applesauce. And you see at the Oscars, I know everybody talking about the Will Smith and Chris Rock situation. a lot of people don't know, and you ask why they don't know. What did Daniel Kaluuya and her, Sister Her, when they came on there, what was said on that stage then? Daniel Kaluuya, unprompted, said, "Long live Chairman Fred." They're not talking about that. They're not talking about that. You see they, it's not by happenstance. People, you know, it's embarrassing being oppressed. And a lot of times we want to make it like it was like we chose certain things. All people talking about the Chris Rock, Will Smith. What about that statement where Daniel Kaluuya and her came on there? And that's not in his contract to keep on talking about Chairman Fred. The movie is done, technically. But the impact, you know, we still get contact with the cast members, all of them, you know what I'm saying? So this was no one-hit wonder. I mean, this politics, as Minister UAP News says, it's a protracted struggle.
Come on here. We got Tommy on the line. Let's get a couple more callers in. Man, you are really this. Thank you for mentioning that with Daniel Kaluuya and you getting them out on these Chicago streets. Oh yeah, I love hearing this that you really made it real.
That's our office, the streets. That's our office.
It could be no other way.
Real talk.
Brother Tommy, how you doing? You're on VON.
Oh, good evening to you, Samantha. I would suggest to say to you that. Fred Hampton would be turned over in his grave with the conscious reality of based upon him sacrificing his life and enrichment and the realization that if we didn't do it, that was going to do it. It's absolutely ironic to hear individuals say things like what our community is, my family, or anything else. But basically, we were never defined by what they said, but we were always who we were and what we were. I could only see tears rolling out of his eyes as he saw the world stand with us at the death of George Floyd and the fact that we turned around and burned down our communities. So my thing is for any fool that would absolutely believe that this man's legacy would not continue on, despite what anybody has to say, it's absolutely ironic. My heart is full because I had the opportunity to go around and see these things as a young man. I didn't understand what it was that I was looking at. And I would seriously suggest that if he was here, he basically would say, we just don't give a damn.
Thank you. Well, Bobby made it his cheat. He wants to say that. So is it Mama or Mama D? Is it Mama? Hey, Mama D, how you doing? You're on VON, sister.
Well, hallelujah greetings to you, Chairman Spray.
Say right back at you, Mama D. Yes, indeed. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, I am full. I think that Maywood landmark move. Chairman Fred Day in Chicago.
Come on with it, Mama D. Make the call. Yeah. Come on with it.
To resurrect that street name.
Come on with it, Mama D.
Gotta finish up. But I was just thinking for someone who felt the barrel of a gun while he was in the womb. And the fact that you embody the legacy of your father, who you never even got to see. That is an extra credit to your mother.
No doubt.
Mm. I remember you telling me more than the life, because life lives, person dies, but the legacy lives forever.
Yes.
And you've already educated us tonight about this love thing.
Yes.
Like special laws that black people couldn't buy property in the city of Chicago, and that the Negro Act said that blacks could not buy a sale or grow food, and they couldn't resist their master. So we got to uncover a lot of those things, but I just want to say congrats, and I'm looking forward to the Fred Hampton Day in Chicago.
So you're right. If I, so you're right. Right on. If I can't say, you know, just because Mama D had pointed out, you know, in regards to my mother, comrade Aku and Jerry, I feel fortunate to have fallen from the tree of two freedom fighters. I feel fortunate to have fallen from the tree of two freedom fighters. Also, every August 30th and December the 4th, December 4th is International Revolutionary Day. August 30th, you know, Chairman Fred's the block party, his birthday. We right there, 23rd Monroe / Chairman Fred Hampton Way. We're going to resurrect that call to have that street name in his honor also. And also, I got to say this too. I'm a former political prisoner. When I was held captive, I was pumped up charges in which after the rebellions happened throughout the country, after the Rodney King verdict, and Judge Mike sentenced me to 18 years. I was transferred to virtually every concentration camp in the state of Illinois, including the infamous town Supermax. There was a meeting at the then Chairman Fred Hampton Hoover House, a number of meetings, but an international campaign to get me back on the streets. You had all the different brothers and sisters wearing, you know, pre-spray on these socks, on the spray paint on the walls, everything. And there was a big, there was people from all over. They said, what kind of theme can we come up with? You know what I'm saying? And you had intellectuals, something about, you know, addressing the time and seeing about this ongoing counterinsurgency, ongoing attack on our movement. And in plain layman's terms, I was locked up, man. They say Mama D said in plain layman's terms, free Fred Hampton's son. They say, don't wait quiet. They say, well, people all over this, how we gonna break this down? And they say Mama D just said in plain layman's terms, free Fred Hampton's son. And it was only popping.
He's on my love list like his mama. Wow. Every week we were down there marching over that Cook County jail to keep him alive.
Yes.
They were trying to kill him while he was behind the wall. Mama D, always I say much respect to you, and I'm honored that you could show that you called in right there. Because your voice is soothing to me to hear. But your old flattery will get you everywhere.
Right on.
I play with Lord. I want to send respect to you, sister. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, right. Indeed. Thank you. Love you, Mama D. Right on.
Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. on the line with me and Robin Yvette Allen. Robin, I said your whole name real quick.
Yeah.
On the line with me talking tonight. What's going on is, and this again is an honor. Some history.
History's
been made, and I even though I said it's overdue, I'm grateful that you know it is happening right over on 804 South 17th Street.
Yeah.
Chairman Fred Hampton, his home is now a historical landmark over in Maywood. Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Lady Robin, I want to thank y'all again for spending some of your time with me tonight.
Let me ask.
We thank y'all. I've been checking you out. I respect, appreciate you, appreciate your platform. And whenever we can tag team again, we look forward to it. In the spirit of steel sharpening the steel and men and women sharpening the men and women, let's continue to make history, take history, and tape history. Revolutionary is never satisfied. We on cloud 1,000 about this move, y'all. We be having discussions right now about having Chairman Fred's birthday or Assassination Day in Africa, you know what I'm saying, in the spirit of internationalism. So we'll keep y'all posted, keep y'all abreast. Yes,
okay.
Yes. Come, go to SaveHamptonHouse.org, SaveHamptonHouse.org. But, again, we look forward to coming back on online with y'all again. Right on.
Yeah. And Chairman.
I was going to say,
Chairman, did you mention that this is also the first historical landmark for any person of color?
Maywood, that should be noted too. Maywood, it came up in that era, that thing they say, it's all there was not no other landmarks of black people. They say not even what they, you know, not even people of color. It's all white. And that impacts people. I mean, that's a blatant statement. A historic, there were no people of color historical landmarks out there. So this, this is groundbreaking. You know what I'm saying?
It was
so many discussions. So many, you know?
And I'm glad Robin brought that up. And here, in Chicago City Limits, they just recently made Emmett Till's home a historical landmark. So,
You know about the Emmett Till? You know, all ironic about that, too. The connection, you know, I heard about with him as a child, you know, being babysitted of my grandparents' home.
Wow.
On my paternal side, but on my maternal side, the house on City 4th in St. Lawrence, that's a historical landmark. That's with my maternal grandmother, Akua and Jerry, her mother. Well, she stayed there too. You know, later on in life though, but so it's a lot of connection. It's people from the cast tapping in on Instagram right now. Alicia Joy Powell, who plays Ferdinand J. Gwinnett's mother, she just said she just asked a question too about the property next door to the Hampton House. The sky's the limit. We got a lot more fighting to do, y'all. So people still stand to. I mean, take this shot of water, come on back out to look for some more. And we need to put that pressure, as this sister said, and as Mama D said, on Chicago. You know what I'm saying? We got to put that pressure on them to, because years ago we fought for that assassination spot to be. We fought for that block to be there, the Chairman Fred. They was all shook up. They were scared. They were shook up. So we gotta come on back with that street sign for Chairman Fred Hampton on 2337 West Monroe / Chairman Fred Hampton.
And you said save the Hampton House.org. Okay, savethehamptonhouse.org for more information from Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Everything he's been talking about tonight. Chairman Fred, I'm gonna put you on hold. You and Robin, because I wanna my engineer to get some information from you.
I'll be honored to.
Tell us the name of your show again so we can take it. Even though you're on the same time, it's all love.
Yeah, right, it's all love. It's called Free Them All. Free them, not them. It's Free Them All. We say the slang. Free Them All Radio. It's on YouTube Live, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. on YouTube Live, and also Instagram official Chairman Fred Hampton Blog Talk Radio. It's called Free Them All Radio. They can see past episodes on YouTube. We get everything. We have calls from Ghana, from the prison, comedian Lunel, rapper Scott, Faith Scott, name it. You know what I'm saying? Faith Honorary Panther Club. He calls in all the time. Yeah.
Ghetto boy,
watch out now. Yes.
Right. Yeah, I want to take my card.
And the number.
Yes, indeed.
You got to get the call-in number.
Oh.
The call-in number is 929-477-3785. And make sure the caller presses 1 if they want to be heard.
Right on.
929-477-3785. Free them all.
Free them all.
I love this. I'm so, again, honored that you two get some time with me. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I didn't realize I put my all black on today because I was ready.
That's right. Hey, that's right. Yeah, you be ready. You ain't got to get ready. That's right. Yes, indeed.
That's right.
I'm gonna say also on behalf of my mother, comrade, and Corey and Jerry, and all the Pappy Cubs, all the comrades. Again, love, respect to you. Yes, indeed. Now we gonna stay on, so
yes,
I give you our contact information also.
Yeah, thank you. I thank you, Samantha. I'm Justin, my audio engineer. We thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
Cameron Fred Hampton Jr. and Lady Robin, that talent on the live with me from Free Them All Radio. Check them out. And again, it is SaveTheHamptonHouse.org for more information. Hold on, okay, Chairman.
Yes, indeed. Free them all.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Free them all.
Right on.
Yes.
You're listening to 1690 WBON. It's your girl, Samantha. We are going to go to break. I stand all my, and I'm so honored. I have no idea. Things that are unplanned, they go the way they're supposed to go.
That's right.
And Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., if you haven't heard, the childhood home of his father, Chairman Fred Hampton, has been named historical landmark in Maywood, Westside suburb here in Chicagoland area. And I am, again, so honored to talk to him and the beautiful Robin Yvette Allen, also known as the Lady of Rage, her stage name, as the performer and rapper, man. That's beautiful. That's cute, too. He's an actress as well. Yes. Oh, my God.
You know she's in Judas and the Black Messiah, too, right?
This just made my day. So, Karen, see, I'm a blessing. These types of conversations here on WBON mean so much to me, because like I always say, y'all,
I'm gonna step up and get this information. Y'all keep on bear with us, and cuddle with us. You can talk, co-host. I'm gonna get it.
More important than your.
Yes, indeed.
We'll be back after this break.
So as
more comments coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Are you an Illinois homeowner who's been financially impacted by COVID-19 and struggle to pay your mortgage and property taxes?
Yeah, good. Since Comrade Daphne, let me know, we got any callers in queue. 929-477-3785. Press 1.
Do a free virtual information session. Find a house.
I try to get the charge for it. That's a whole other story.
It doesn't need to be that. Find out
There's somebody wrong charging. Any callers in queue?
Finding great candidates to hire.
She's coming with Daphne. Any callers in queue?
Grandma, no callers in queue, Karen. Sure. If you'd like to come in the queue, call us, please press 1. Grandma.
Grandma. They're going to be up in 1 minute. Hold this. So let me know if she get back on.
Yeah.
Okay, let me know. Yeah. You say no callers in queue, comrade? You say no callers?
No callers.
Okay. All right, y'all. Hey, I think I needed that too. Okay, hold on one second. Okay, y'all pick up right there. We said Cub with us. Okay,
We have a call in queue, Sister Robin. Yes, we have caller 337-517,
Fremont, can y'all hear me?
We can hear you. Welcome to Fremont Radio.
Peace and blessings. This brother Kent, the brother from down here in Mississippi on the inside. How y'all doing? I hear my sister. I hear big bro. How y'all doing?
You doing well, and you're doing well.
That's what's
keeping
up.
Your head
I just
up?
Wanted to call. Man, I'm doing my best too. By the grace of the Creator, I'll be touching down next year, so I will be up there to see y'all. You know, but
good.
I just wanted to call in and give y'all my support. You know, as I do my best to whenever I'm not busy and things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I got y'all blasting on the TV out here. You know, on one of the games. They got one of the games on one TV, but I got y'all blasting on YouTube on the other one. But I just wanted to give
all
my
right,
support.
All right, them playoffs can't compete with Freedom on Radio.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Hey, but I was listening to everything you were saying that that one of the houses was made a landmark or something, because I had called in,
yeah.
like, what happened?
So the childhood home of Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. is landmark status is a historical landmark. 804 South 17th Avenue.
That's the one. That's the one that everyone been trying to save.
Save the Hampton House.
House.
Yeah.
Well, they can't do nothing with it then. Now, huh?
So it's historical. It is now a historical landmark.
Man, that's great. That's great. That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
I just wanted to just call in and give my blessings and everything to everybody, man. I hope everybody is doing well. Like I said, I'll be touching down to come see y'all. Also, with the Sister Robin out there, you still in Cali, sis? I'm going to be touching down out there to meet you, too, hopefully.
Well, I'm everywhere, so I'm neither here nor there. I'm just everywhere, you know.
I'll see you. That's what's up, man. I ain't gonna say too much, man. But peace and blessing, man. Free them all.
Thank you. Free them all.
Free them all.
Get on. Peace and blessing. Free them all. We live and direct, y'all. Making this, we're taking this and taping this. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all just tuning in, y'all. Miss y'all. Not Cub. Not Bear with us. Cub with us, y'all. We just got live with WBON. Sister Samantha on the power of phenomenal exchange of ideas, updates in regards to the historical landmark that went down yesterday in Maywood, Illinois. The trustees. I'm running names down in a minute. Mayor Booker, the trustees, Miguel Jones. Who else? Forgive me for the. Yeah, run these names down. Isaiah Brandon. Isaiah Brandon. Who else we got? If you can't pull those names up from the yeah, yep. I dare not try to start listing the name of the people that was in that audience yesterday. Oh man, packed house, standing room only, packed house.
Phenomenal.
Yes, indeed. Y'all feel?
You know, people
are right, you over there with the biggest guy. Money phrase the business. Jason Conway, you got some callers coming in.
Fremont, we have Brother Chase Powell on the line. Fremont.
Fremont. Welcome to Fremont Radio.
Hello. How you doing, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr.? How you doing, sir?
I'm well in this end. Welcome to Fremont Radio. Hosted by Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robert Allen, a.k.a. The Lady of Rage. How you feel?
Man, I can't complain. I'm blessed, man, and I just wanted to take a minute. I'm sitting here watching you online at the same time, so I'm one of the four people on there. But I just wanted to take a minute and say how much I appreciate what you're doing, man. And I don't know everything that you're doing, but based on what I know of your dad and what I've seen, I'm so excited for our community and everything from back when everything happened and the movement that we've been trying to, you know, get across to this country for so long. I think we still got a long ways to go, but I think we've come a long way. But I just want to touch base and let you know how much I appreciate just meeting you and talking to you, man. It's like I'm honored to know the son of Chairman Fred Hampton is talking to me right now, man. I'm really excited.
How are you watching? You watching on YouTube? Are you watching on YouTube?
No, I'm watching
on Intellectual Radio?
I'm on Instagram right now.
Okay, I got you. I had to keep cutting up because it was muted. So yeah, hold on. Okay, so we good on you Instagram stuff. Okay, check and make sure. Okay, right on, right on. Damn,
yeah,
we appreciate you calling
on Instagram.
Okay, right on, right on. Jazz Gray, shout out, man. Right on.
Thank you. See,
thank
John,
you
so
much. Big, thank you, big poop. Well, custom sister, forgive me. Hey, we gotta follow up. I know we got some ideas. We had to follow up. I had some interesting discussion. We had some discussions earlier. Y'all remember Yo-Yo, so she kind of gave us a charge about something to move on, you know what I'm saying? This, a lot of stuff, you know, propaganda. So, y'all customers, I got to follow up on ASAP, y'all. I keep on saying it, but I'm going to go in for this couple of days and go in. But I'm tired in a good way. You know what I'm saying? What's up, man? Last night, after the decision, after the victory, Brother Randall said we're going to just go out of the Blue Note, you know what I'm saying? So some people, for those back in the days, it's called the Tap. What is it? Town and Tap. So Steppers and everything, but phenomenal welcome, good atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? And we'll keep this momentum going, y'all. Real talk. I mean, this is it's a hell of a climate. Came down from, you know, the Chairman Fred Street Party every August 30th, Minister GVP News birthday. Again, this is an international dynamic, it's a discussion, and it's a cleansing process, y'all. Real talk, live and direct, y'all. Live and direct. Thank you, sis, right on. And we're going to follow. Yeah, thank you for your call. If Chairman Fred would say two proletarian revolutionary intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. In other words, in plain layman terms, too high to be shook up, y'all. Yes, indeed.
Chairman,
y'all.
I was just about to mention that how people, you know, we high off the people, the everybody else celebrating 420. This our, you know, this our 420 celebrating this historical landmark.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Hold on. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Do me a favor, somebody, if they can't call. I'm trying to make sure that I'm on YouTube or Intellectual Radio. That's why I was asking. So if somebody can, I'm usually on our YouTube station, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., but I'm going from technical. So if somebody can let me know if we own YouTube or Intellectual Radio on their YouTube channel, that'd be good too. But yes, indeed. We real talk, co-host. We celebrate, y'all. Clerk Gawain Williams, the trustees yesterday, Antonio Sanchez, Siobhan Plummer, Aaron Peppers, Melvin Lightford, Miguel Jones, Isaiah Brandon, the man Nathaniel Booker. It was a unanimous vote. And let me put this in context. We don't want to romanticize this. Lots of people think struggle is easy. Like, oh, that's nice. So you file the paperwork and you just do this. And that's how you go. See, even with the Black Panther Party, you can tell when people have no concept of the street. You know what I'm saying? They start, well, you know what? We did this too. Negating the county insurgency. People have no idea what the Hampton House has been under, the attack the Hampton House has been under. Believe me.
Chairman, you said, see if you were on Intellectual Radio, if you coming through live on Intellectual Radio.
No. Yo, YouTube, Intellectual Radio, on their YouTube station.
Yes, and it says the title is Free 'Em All, but it's Intellectual Radio. You're on there.
Good. I gotta get this court fixed. We'll get it posted. And if Ross, you know, Jillian, somebody's online, make sure we get posted on Chairman Fred Jr. Because this is, man. See, down the road on people. Oh man, we never, we don't never remember our people. Listen, just don't this arrogance people have because they don't know something about something. It didn't happen. You know that old axiom: if a tree falls in the forest and you don't hear it, doesn't make a sound. Who are you?
Uh-huh.
It's people we have the some people think they think the whole Oscar is just the Will Smith and Chris Rock contradiction. Man, listen, it's the reason why you don't know about what Daniel Kaluuya and her on that stage. Believe that.
Mm.
Believe that. Yes, indeed. Real talk, Melissa Crawley. Real talk. It's over to you. No doubt about it. And I just want to, again, shout out all y'all who've been, you know, man, been coming through, sending toilet paper, bottles of water, coming through, cleaning up, you know, you name it, you know. Right on. Revolutionary appreciations. Right on. And you know what I'm saying? The beat goes on, man. Real talk. Real talk. So the Conrad Depp, any callers, any more callers in queue?
We are my brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1.
You may be good. I'm supposed to be speaking in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the 23rd, the Saturday. I'll pull up for the exact event. We might be getting to Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids, the case, what's the brother's name? Grand Rapids, and also what else? Cole, we just discussed in Miami, Florida.
Patrick
Leola. That's Grand Rapids, correct?
Yeah, Patrick Leola.
That's Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids. Yep. Mhm.
Yeah.
And the man who was shot in the head. Yeah.
Call, put the calling number up there for me, y'all, on Facebook, 929-477-3785, then press 1. Will Crosby in the building. Will Crosby. What year we go back to? I mean, we go back before this, but then Alderman Marlene Carter, Will Crosby, and also his brother Bruce Crosby. We had this had to be 89 at the latest to have this Chairman Fred Hampton Day, December 4th. So a lot of people, we had the proclamation, and matter of fact, it passed, and a lot of cousins got exposed. Yep. This is in Chicago, 1988. You type in if you remember with Will Crosby, a particular year. I'm thinking 88, 87. Or Mother Conrad, one of y'all hear me out. That's it. Right on, Supreme, 929-477-3785. Yep, 3785, and then press 1. Yep. Okay, right on, Mother Conrad. Let's see if I can pull that text without compromising my volume. All this technology. Bah, humbug. Okay. Saturday, April 23rd. Okay, right on. Saturday, 5 p.m. I'll be keynote speaker in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Alvin Cole is an art gallery. Yep. Okay, well, man. Okay, I'm back. Instagram, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, April 23rd. Let me know if you can still hit me, too, on Instagram. Okay, right on, Marshall, y'all can't see me on YouTube. You get the number? Okay, right on. Press 1 to enter. If you call 929-477-3785, Free Marshall to come around.
Free Mo, we have caller 630-336, Free Mo.
Free Mo, welcome to Free Mo Radio.
Yo, hello, this is Trey from the New Era Young Lords. Chicago chapter.
Welcome. Free them all. Right on.
Free them
all. Tell people welcome.
Free them all. Power to the people.
Free them all. Power to the people. You all were presentation. You were present. You were present yesterday, correct? If you're hearing it. And I don't know, I can't recall who exactly I'm talking to, but the New Era Young Lords, you came to the Pride. Okay, we had another hearing before this. You all came April 7th also. And let me tell you, let me get a little background on that, too, that put in context, too. April 7th, we had the hearing with historical, historical committee. I know I'm saying it wrong. Historic Preservation Committee, and that's before taking to the village trustees. Now, Mama E, not to be confused, Mama D, oh, she had came and she was speaking, and she was talking about the Chairman Fred and the Rainbow Coalition, Jeff Ford, Chief Mali, and it was something. She got to speak, and she said, well, you know, your father, you know, he talked to these, he organized this and that. Did it. And unbeknownst to her, one of Jeff Ford's Waqeda Mustafa, his son, who's been released, I think, 25 years, he was at the hearing. And it was he was trying to, and then you had the New York Young Lords, she was trying to tell her thank her for mentioning his father's name, Jeff Ford. And she didn't make the connection, and this was not scripted. This was not scripted. And it finally hit her, and she said, wow, what's the odds of this? So these dynamics, I'm talking about, hey, we got a season time, y'all, real talk. But let us know your thoughts and the mobilization yesterday. Before you tell us that, Will Crosby, okay, I don't know why, I'm thinking, it's 1990. The city of Chicago unanimously passed a resolution introduced by then Alderman. That was a street sign. And okay, when I get out. No. Not man like no, I got this dude on there with Will. Marlene Carter. Alderman Marlene Carter. That was Marlene Carter in 1990, you know what I'm saying 80s. No, because the street sign, that was later, that was in 2003 or 4. We put for the street to be named in honor. And woo, man, FOP, all them gangsters, ooh, they was on 10 ooh. About that. But no, in that 90, a lot of these long battles, but no, Marlene Carter. Alderman Marlene Carter, yeah. That was December 4th to be named after Chairman Fred. Yeah. Okay, Chuck Damon, right on. Okay. Speak to me. Okay. With New York Young Lords, okay, talk. Your assessment of yesterday's? You live on Fairmont Radio.
My overall thought on it is I really feel that the Hampton House really indeed needs to be a historical landmark as it is, and it gives all positivity to all young brothers and sisters who come by that area just in general. Anybody who steps foot around that place, it just gives you that feeling, you know, to really know where you are and to know what Chairman Fred stood for and how he's just he's always motivating everybody still to this day, and how you're also keeping the legacy alive, and how, you know, he's just putting in everybody to keep going forward with everything. And with me being a member of the Young Lords, it's just a complete motivation, and to really stand by that completely is real wholeheartedly, and it's just a great feeling for that, and it really I can't really find a word. I can't really find a word that I'm looking for, but it's just real liberating. It really brings everybody up, and for it to be a historical landmark, it's all positive news and a good thing to the entire world. Really, anybody who really wants to know.
So you're right. With you're listening live and direct to Fairmont Radio, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Robin Allen, aka Lady Rage. You talking about, you know, Sam? You've been fortunate to have the founder, Young Lords, Cha-Cha Jimenez, on us before. And I remember even on the set, Judas and Black Messiah, I had struggled, get him down there for the guy, individual that was portraying him, for him to meet Cha-Cha. And so what drew you, you know what I'm saying, what inspired you, you know what I'm saying, to relate, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the legacy of the Young Lords, and, you know, and what unique aspects of that legacy do you relate to it? You know what I'm saying? And how is it relevant, or why is it even needed, you know what I'm saying, even today and also in particular in Chicago?
Well, it's what made me really relate to it really is because how I relate to the issues that are still going on, what things that they did stand for and what they were fighting for back then, you know, liberation for all oppressed people. And, you know, just with crazy things that were happening in the areas they were living in, as in Chicago, and to see the harassment from the police and the profiling and just the small things that people are complaining about that really need to be looked around for. And, you know, just that overall thing and for what everybody stood for and what they were taking a stand back during the movement was, like the Black Panthers and the Young Lords, it really inspires me, because if I have an issue with what's going on in the world, I can't just keep on sitting back and complaining about it. You got to get out there. You actually got to want change. You got to want to make it happen. And that's what the Panthers and the Young Lords were doing. They didn't just sit back and talk. Chairman Fred didn't just sit back and talk. He actually went out there and did things and made a change, just like Cha-Cha. And, you know, Chairman Fred inspired so many, as well as the whole Black Panther organization, to make all of these other organizations form, and for them to know that they need a positive change, they're going to have to go forward. They're going to have to go forward, and they're going to have to do it the right way. Because, you know, Cha-Cha, you know, it was a street gang that started off first, but then he was inspired by Panthers and these other radicals and everybody, and it made him go back to his neighborhood and say, okay, this is what we need to do. And, you know, they stood in solidarity, and they came together for a better cause. So it liberates everybody, and it made me really want to stand with the new era of things. Because we're in a new era, and it's a new way that we got to fight things. And me being with the new era of Young Lords, it's really, it's been really having a toll on me. It's really helping me with that. And, you know, I'm glad to stand in solidarity with everybody else who's here.
Well, something on Wednesdays, and also was it true some mobilization on Thursdays you let the listeners know about?
Excuse me, what was that?
Well, there's I'll speak to the microphone. Okay, you're on the phone. Is there some events or mobilizations that you all have on Thursdays? Was it you? Am I the correct person? Is something on Thursdays and Wednesdays? Any updates, any announcements, any updates that you'd like to put out?
I'd like to put out that soon we are actually going to get ready to have a big event that we're going to be having soon in June for Cha-Cha and the passing the torch from the New Era Young Lords. It's going to be a big event. We're still getting everything in order, but it will be June 5th, and, you know, we will all be together soon then.
Right on. We'll call in and keep us abreast. Keep us abreast. Free My Radio, the airway is open, man. We appreciate your call. Right on. Power to the
right
people.
On.
For their power to the people. Yes, indeed.
Power to the people. Free them all.
We are live and direct. We are power to the people. Free them all. The momentum is high. Still high. Oh, Chairman Prince. Oh, I'm high. How the people, y'all. Real talk. But not only being the real talk, man. Ooh. From the show we got,
yes,
man. We got so much.
Free them all. We have Brother Kamran on the line. Free them all.
Free them all. What's the Free Radio?
Free them all.
Come on, Carla. What's up? Hey, Free them all. Right on. I see you need to tap in. Where's Uncle G Floyd's funeral Friday? I think on 51st and Western. Give me a time check on that if you can. 51st and Western. Give me a time confirmation on that. Free them all, Karan. Welcome to Free My Radio.
Hey, Free them all, chat, man. I'm sending my love and respect, man. It's your love, Rock Bell, out of me. Man, everything, keep fighting, man. Keep going the way you're going. I appreciate you, man. Everything you be doing, everything you thought. Free them all.
Show you right. Free them all. It's an honor to serve, man. It's an honor to serve.
Right on. I'm just touching base with you. Just let you know I'm all right. I'm still out here.
I need to hear that. Don't take no day. Ain't no guarantee tomorrow's world. And you don't hear from somebody, don't take for granted that they still moving around, y'all. Again, you know, they see the well-being checks, you know what I'm saying? The tap in, the well-being checks, y'all. Real talk.
Grandma, all power to the people.
Any more power to all power to the people, right on. Okay, y'all, PSA. Whoa, almost got the coffee. Floyd Pettit, Emmanuel's Chapel Funeral Service, 5112 Southwestern. That's April 22nd. That's Friday, correct? Yeah, that's right. You got to be Friday. April 22nd, 10-11. I guess that's the viewing probably. 11-12, the actual service. Yeah, man. Yeah, it was actually last week. Wow, when I got the news last Wednesday, that kid, you gave his up on that, you know. And, you know, definitely on deck. That's Friday, yeah. All right, Nisa, we on deck. So y'all, I saw this brothers call from behind the walls, you know, we just going our memory lane. Like this brother and some other brothers and sisters, you know. Take no day for granted, man, you know. And the spirit is still shopping, it's still. The men and women shopping, the men and women. You know, impact that others have on you and vice versa, you know, and I'm fortunate. Yes, indeed. What is this? The word? It's amazing. Look at this. They still talking about this. The footage is still coming in. Those who got the, man, post them, get them pictures. This is it's phenomenal, y'all. And I'm leaving yesterday. Right on. Y'all let me know. Tap in any questions or comments, what have you, in regards to impact of this, you know, what's our next steps, you know. Definitely, you know, we're looking on Father's Day, prior to that, Mother's Day. We usually have, the Mother's Day at the Hampton House. Last couple of years, I recall, care packages we gave out to live right there for the Hampton House. That may be it. I don't know. We're going to see who's going to do that. Every day, Mother's Day, we, you know, appreciate that. But in particular, we got a care packages. Father's Day, we usually try to stop at a wall, then go down there to that other location. We're talking about historical stomach ground. The site where Chairman Fred is buried at, you know what I'm saying? And they still shoot the tombstone up. So that's waiting on, yeah. Okay, anything else we need to do on this end? Okay, still waiting on Tyrone. Okay, Patty's, the Clemens is in limbo. Some people calling in to the clemency board, or is it in the governor's, Prisker, is in his hands now? Or just, you know what I'm saying? What are they saying? Let me know if we need to do something on this end. Let us know. You know what I'm saying? Ironically, the last conversation I had in regards to your father Tyrone Petty's case, ironically, that's the last conversation I had with G. Floyd, his brother. That's the last conversation I had. Yep. Matter of fact, I was on three-way with a brother, and that man, you just reminded me of something. Unconscious. I got a call, man. That was our conversation. I connected Floyd, yep, with this other brother who was supposed to contact us. Yeah, all right, okay, we gonna pick up. Yeah. You just triggered me. That's the last conversation we had. Yeah, in regards to task, yep. That's the last conversation we had. Sure was.
And free them all, brother.
Free them all to come around.
We have a caller in queue. We have Sister Melissa on the line. Free them all.
Free them all.
Welcome, Free
them all.
Free
them all, brother. Free them all. Fred, Junior. I'm so happy for you guys. I mean, man, for the people in general.
Let me correct y'all English around here. Happy for us. It's a people's victory.
Yes, I just said our people. I corrected myself.
No, you said you so happy for y'all. You said you so happy for y'all. Us.
Yes, correct. You got your children.
Coming out there with your children, sweeping up and cleaning up, you know what I'm saying? Coming to call in consistently. Did it here. It's a people thing. So us. Us.
Yes, us.
It's a people thing.
I stand corrected.
Right on.
I just wanted to call in and say this to you. We don't understand that, you know, there are scribes in the community, you know, and your father was one. He was a scribe. His words stand tall to this day as if he wrote them today. And so there's life in those words, and his voice is a fingerprint that he left, left on our people. And I've always admired him since I was a child. First I want to testify and say that God blessed me with a grandson who was born on his birthday, and his name is Dream. So I just wanted to admonish God and thank God for that, because I know that was nothing but prophecy being fulfilled and letting me know that God indeed is a God of justice. And I just wanted to mention to you father fighting for justice. And I actually Googled this a few minutes ago. You know, the word justice is mentioned 328 times in the Bible. And people like to think that, God is not a God of justice, but he is. And I also want to take you back to December the 17th of 2019. I sent you a message. And it said, I see you posted battle fatigue, and I wanted to remind you of what God told me in prayer about you months ago on the live I did. He showed me you were getting tired, but fight, bro. The Most High is with you. You are on the right path. The Hampton House will be saved, so don't worry. You have a unique relationship with God. And people like to judge you and try to convert you to what they want you to be and put demands on you for their own gain and self-serving purposes. But they forget that there's such a thing as righteous indignation. So God had me send that to you. So to see this come to pass, I'm over here with the biggest smile for so many reasons. And I cannot wait to see the Chairman Fred School of Law, the Chairman Fred Hampton School of Law come to pass. That's the next thing that I need to see. So grace, peace, and mercy be upon you all, and may God always surround you with protection and warring angels. Yeah. I just wanted to say that to you.
Hey. Revolutionary love, respect. I'm sitting there being in church, they'd be like waving their hand up in there, doing all that, man. You know, I recall that. Real talk, man. I'm telling you, and battle fatigue is real. And and I appreciate. I remember that. You know, don't let us. You know, romanticize this. It's some close calls in life. It's close calls in the battle for the Hampton House. And it's times, you know, you dig, man, it's time.
Yeah, that's holy ground over there. That's holy ground over there. Man. And I thank God for the sacrifices that you and your family made. And, you know, we take so much for granted as a people. We take so much for granted with regards to what our people before us suffered and what they had to endure. And your family made the ultimate sacrifice, yours and others, and I just really appreciate it. And being over there washing those dishes was honorable to me. The Bible says that the greatest in the kingdom will be a servant to them all. So it was just man, it was just an honor to be able to come over there and serve. And I look forward to even more of what God has showed me about your family coming to pass, because it strengthens me. And so I just it strengthens the people. And you know, when you have a passion for justice burning in you, you're willing to go against all odds. And that is what your father did, and that is what he inspired us to do. And I will continue to do that. So I'm just happy. I'm just happy.
Yeah. Hey, yep. I as well, we as well, and I appreciate you, Sam. Hey, you know, until she came, so Melissa came, the whole family. I mean, son's daughter, everybody, I'm to a lock and load. Man, what are these lawnmowers? This is all that came. They got down with it, you know. A lot of times you go through certain Face had what Face has said, former on Scarface Ghetto Boys, one of his pieces, he said, in life you come into a storm, leaving a storm, or in a storm. And the Hampton House, y'all, you know, we look back, it's kind of like, I guess, a little more loose to move around now, guys, the quarantine, the pandemic and everything. But, you know, think back, y'all, went that far back, I'm talking, I mean, we lost a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? And with our people, it doesn't ease up, you know, like one attack, like, okay, you know, the killers, and to love our people, not, you know what I'm saying? And they distinguish, you know, there's some casualties amongst us, you know, and we had to be to the support base a lot of times, just even have to use social media. And, you know, again, battle fatigue is real. Yeah. You know, and, you know, so the morale boost and something, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times we were isolated, you know what I'm saying? And I recall, you know, I remember that when she, you know, since reach out, you know, this time, like I said, we've been in Hampton House, there's been times, no water, no heat, no nothing. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, y'all, we didn't have for the day to come through the doors, all that, you know. And again, the relationship with the people, y'all, that's what's been keeping us afloat, y'all. Revolution and love, respect, real talk. Reaching the building, just need to come into business, come and stand in the building. Yeah, man. Yes, indeed. So, we appreciate you, yes, indeed.
No problem. I'll do it again and again, brother. Mm-hmm.
And them doors are always open. Post South 17th Avenue, you know. His birthday is August 30th. He got to tell you, let you also know, he got to come out there and celebrate one birthday with us at the Chamber Fred Street Party on August 30th. You got to get it in with us, you know. We got to celebrate together. Yes, indeed.
Absolutely, he'll be two this year. You don't know how I just, boy, when he was born on that day, I jumped. Said, "Whoa!" Yes, and I'm talking about your father is one of my favorites. I'm telling you, and I know that wasn't nobody but God. So.
So you're right. I had a comrade down in Louisiana, New Orleans. He was him and his lady. He was December 4th, and he tried to December 5th. He kept pushing. That'd be December 4th. Come alive on that day, you know. And let these days be significant to us. These names be significant to us. You know, cause we need something. You know. We need to have some stains in our brains and some marks in our hearts, something to believe in. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm X said, if you had nothing, you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. So you just saying that, and that's right on. You know what I'm saying? Again, these significant. We got to get the colonized community calendars. You know what I'm saying? Calendars, the days, and stick out. You know, significant days. You know what I'm saying? And that we know automatically, you know, like, you know, how the birds know, all right, time to go south, automatically. We had a thing in the penitentiaries, in the concentration camps, the MOM, that was the martyr of the month. You know what I'm saying? We had, man, clockwork. We would test cadre when they come in. You know what I'm saying? They come in. Oh, what that, man? Who are free market, man? What you had on your MOMs? You know what I'm saying? Huh? You had the norm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You had to run them down January 17th. Mr. Defense, a Bunchy Carr, then Mr. Education, John Huggins. All right, come on with it. February, February 21st, Malcolm X. All right, come on with it. March 10th, Harriet Tubman. Come on with it. April 6th, Lil Bobby Hutton.
Yeah.
May 13th, June 18th, Marcus Garvey. July 13th, Larry Roberson, Chicago Police, member Illinois Chapter Black Panther Party. August 21st, Field Marshal George Jackson. September 13th, Attica Uprisings. October 8th, Commandante Ernesto Che Guevara. November, November 18th, Spurs and Jake Clemens.
Jake Clemens, yep.
December the 4th, Chairman Fred Hampton, Defense Game tomorrow o'clock. With no flyers needed, you come to them joints automatically. We stopping our tracks, locked down on them days. Had the norm verbatim. Had the norm. You know what I'm saying? These days, we need the other community has certain dynamics. You know, so we can have something that sticks in our mind. Pass it down. Our babies, our conversations. Is remember the conversation we got to have. In Nazi Germany, I said it yesterday's hearing. In Nazi Germany, the victims of the gas chambers in Auschwitz and Dachau, Nazi Germany, is considered child abuse. If your child don't know what happened about the gas chambers in Nazi Germany, they consider child abuse. It's considered child abuse. They don't flip the script to make it like we committing child abuse and tell people who Chairman Fred is, who the figure of the Mark Clark is. I'm in Sacramento one time. Brother come in the barbershop. He says, him. This is the chairman. Yeah. He said, I'll be right back with my son. I don't talk to you, man. I said, you see, he's kind of young. He's about 8 years old. I said, okay, well, what's happening? You know, I'm asking you about some stuff. I said, bring him out. I mean, what's happening? What's going on with him? What's the problem? No, he's kind of young. I said, did it to man. Bring youngster back out here. These conversations got to be intertwined in our poetry sets. And we man, when the sister can, when they can a baby, I'm telling them, man, have a conversation with folks before they, you know what I'm saying? We can't wait till February. We can't wait till Black History Month because, again, we on the verge of becoming history. It got to be intertwined. Our poetry, our barbershop, pool halls, you know what I'm saying? The terms we use, second nature. Second nature, y'all. We live and direct on Freedom Hall Radio, spirit of making history, taking history, and yes, taping history. So y'all make sure y'all take this and share it. Share it. Tell people, say, man, you missed, man, what you talking about the last episode of Freedom Hall Radio? Oh, man, I didn't catch it. Man, share it. You young cats, take the thing and take me 2 minutes about it. Hit it on TikTok. Take one of your sense, take a little slice up, get it on. Don't mix with no garbage now. Take it. Put it on TikTok. Tweet it. Put the quote up there. Share the phrase. Say, ooh, put the bill says, man, it'd be contagious. Let's be contagious. Let this policy be contagious, y'all. I know we're on the countdown. Give us a heads up, y'all. There's so much stuff we got to talk about. So much stuff is happening. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Powerful exchange of ideas and information today. The Black Panther Party said information is raw material for new ideas. Information is raw material for new ideas. Man, y'all, the FYI, watched the last episode of Chicago PD. That stuff seems so realistic. It talk about, I mean, take that, not this episode before was happening, you know, in regards to the city of Chicago, cartel and everything. I mean, they ain't said no news. They sure don't got any shows from these shows, man. It is him. I'm on the air live right now, my brother. I'm on the air live, right? You supposed to call in the radio show.
Oh, yes, sir.
929, call in. 929-477-3785.
right now?
I'm on here right now. I'm ready to close out. 5 more minutes. Call in right now. 929-477-3785.
Press 1.
And press 1. And press 1. I know my brother online. I love you, sir. I know you. Man.
I love you.
Hey, let the brother. Hey, let them know I send my love to them. Hey, man. Hey. When my man Pac say, see when you're free, and not when they shut me in, man. Hey, free them all. I know what this is. Man. I love y'all, man. We ain't forgot y'all back there. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If y'all can't call in real quick so the people hear them voices, you know what I'm saying? Real talk.
All the
time. Yes, sir. Free them all.
You got to send me that number.
929-477-8378. You supposed to know that number like that.
Yeah, you right,
though. Come on, 929-477-3785. Come on, let's run it for child time. Come on, let's run it in. Real talk.
Yes, sir.
Free them all.
All right.
Yes, sir. We're going to call in. We ain't going to call in. If we can catch him for the, come on, let me know before we click out of here. Keep Brother Hess on y'all mind and heart. Keep Mumia Abu Jamal on y'all mind and heart. Keep Chief Malik on y'all heart. Chairman Larry Hoover. Keep the C numbers. Keep your brother, sister, all those are here captive. You know, keeping your mind and heart. And make sure we consist with that. We consist that Sunday out of the cold. What's the call? Free them all.
Again,
don't forget those who are here captive, y'all. One prison, one contact. Again, honor to serve. Make sure you just go hashtag free them all, hashtag historical, hashtag historical hearing. Now, hashtag Hampton House historical landmark. Hashtag Hampton House and hashtag historical landmark. Hashtag Hampton House and hashtag historical landmark. 804 South 17th Avenue, y'all come on through for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Again, let's continue to make history, take history. And tape history. That's what it is. Shout out to my brother Perry in the building. I don't know if you're going to be able to call back in. I love you, brother. We love you, brother. Man, love, respect. Yes, indeed. Free them all. So, Connor, what you got to take us on? Oh, 827? Okay, give me one more minute. Then pull me something together. We get on out. Matter of fact, there's a song called Save the Hampton House. Can we pull that up?
Mm-hmm.
Go out with?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. It's already set and ready to go.
Man, come on, man. Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Already.
Yo. Already. Real talk. This man, y'all listen to this here. Ride on out with this here. Oh, we had a time with this one, boy. The old Debbie Field Marsh, boy. We had a time with this one. This is a song about to happen now, y'all. Y'all think, y'all riding, listen to this here, man. Come on, take us out. We'll say that. This is the soundtrack. Say the Hampton House.
We about to make some motherfucking music in this house. For the benefit of those who just might not happen to know, who ain't seen this shit, let's know and even read about it. And that's been a whole bunch of talk. And believe you me, if need be, it's going to be a whole lot more motherfucking action. When it comes down to this here business about saving the home of the deputy chairman of the Black Panthers, Fred Hampton.
I'm a different chairman
of the state of Illinois. All this oink-oinking and talking about banks taking this state, auctions and foreclosures. As a matter of fact, it better come with a whole lot more than hard hats and bulldozers. Now, dig. See, they got me. No, scratch it. They got us all fucked up. As a matter of fact, might as well bring the badges, bandages, nine-dime packets, handcuffs, and prison buses. You see, we talking about the same home. And when J. Edgar Hoover directed the federal government to tap the telephone for this bad young motherfucker when he was merely 14 years old. Now, we walking in the same place in which he less than one block away. The same said government had a man named Nelson Sewell driving a good new ice cream truck, framed the same said man that known to be a chairman, Fred. In which they hit him up, handcuffed him, and gave him a trust fast case on July the 10th, 1968. Across the street, he went to grammar school, down the street, high school. In fact, it was the chairman, before he even came the chairman. They checked these racist-ass motherfuckers in Maywood about blacks not being able to swim in the same motherfucking swimming pool. Now, mind you, as soon as they chopped the chairman down, in fact, the very next day,
After the 1969 and Civil War parade, they came through Maplewood and every other hood, saying and stating that there'll never be another Fred Hampton to take his place. And in addition, if another nigga dare thank you, you might as well get in the goddamn grave.
Hampton High.
I'm a different terror. I'm a different terror. I'm the deputy chairman of the state of Illinois. I testify to Fred Hampton.
Now here we are. Can you dig it? 50 years later, fighting to save and maintain the home of the legacy of one of the baddest motherfucking bravest. Now, that same said government that I made mention of merely minutes ago is still coming at the legacy chairman Fred as they did in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. If not more. As in the days of old, when Rome politically salted the earth, like the British did the Chinese in the mid-19th century in the Opium Wars. These same murdering, marauding motherfuckers have and are attempting to turn the House of the Hamptons to the House of Dope. Yeah, like Rudolph Giuliani implemented Nicky Barnes in New York. They, the state, armed and equipped former family members and a bunch of more reactionary-ass niggas. And at all places, placed their puppet ass right up on the first floor, and as well as down below. Right on 17th and Madison. Yeah, y'all know where it's at. 804. Nah. They got us bogged down with outdated water bills, mortgages, predatory loans, and a whole bunch of more action. Nah. We ain't crying the blues. Cause that ain't the type of music that's playing. But we are letting y'all know what's happening. We standing here planning. We ain't on no vacation. We at the Hamptons. We don't need no motherfucking Martha Stewart. Determine the destiny to save this in house. Who's house?
I'm the deputy chairman of the state of Illinois. I testify to Fred Hampton.